Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report. The Report for December 17th, 2020.
Climate. Operations officers from several international biomedical manufacturing companies discuss the ability of manufacturers to reduce distribution of counterfeit vaccines in the light of counterfeit SARS-CoV-2 vaccines being found earlier this year in Russia and Ecuador. Authors recommend using various tracking methods, such as a GS1 2D data matrix barcode or an automatic identification and data capture AIDC flow, to scan and identify vaccines, trace them from factory to delivery, and upload that data into an easily accessible system. They suggest that use of such a tracing system is necessary to ensure the delivery of safe and authentic vaccines from the factories to the public.
Epidemiology. Teams from Johns Hopkins University and Brown University conducted a systematic review and a meta-analysis of 77 studies comprising 38,906 hospitalized patients, found the overall prevalence of death from COVID-19 among hospitalized patients was 23% in the US and Europe versus 11% in China. Risk factors for death included age of 60 or older, male gender, smoking history, COPD, diabetes, heart disease, and chronic kidney disease. They also observed similar risk factors for severe disease, with presenting signs of respiratory distress with a rate of greater than 30, oxygen saturations less than 93%, and a PaO2-FiO2 ratio of less than 300, and or lung infiltrates more than 50%. Pediatricians from Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children in Florida discuss a case of a female infant born at 40 weeks gestation to a 15-year-old prima gravida woman with asymptomatic COVID-19 who tested positive at 24 hours of life via RT-PCR. She developed a fever at 25 hours of life and later required supplemental oxygen, CPAP, and remdesivir to achieve an SpO2 of 88% on day of life 4. On day of life 5, she developed acute respiratory failure requiring intubation and dexamethasone. The infant eventually developed superimposed bacterial pneumonia with staphylococcus on sputum cultures, and after aggressive treatment was eventually weaned back to room air. The authors claim this case likely illustrates vertical transmission of COVID-19 due to the rapid onset of symptoms after birth. However, neither the placenta nor the amniotic fluid were sampled.
Transmission and prevention. Researchers from England studying COVID-19 transmission in the education system found that the overall risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection among children and school staff were low. They found minimal evidence of transmission from student to student or student to faculty member, but rather the most common route that children became infected was from a family member at home. Their data also suggests that rates of transmission in schools was directly correlated with regional COVID-19 prevalence. This suggests that reopening schools may not significantly increase infection rates among children or school staff unless this is during a surge or in a high prevalence area. Members of the US CDC COVID-19 response team summarized their recommended public health strategies for mitigation of community transmission of SARS-CoV-2. They recommend the following: the use of face masks, maintaining physical distancing, prompt case investigation and contact tracing, avoiding crowded situations, increasing protection for persons at highest risk for severe COVID-19 infection, adequately protecting healthcare workers, improved hygiene practices, avoiding unnecessary travel, and widespread use of safe and effective vaccines. Authors suggest that if a large percentage of the population can follow these evidence-based measures, it may substantially reduce the transmission of SARS-CoV-2 during the second or third wave that the country is experiencing, and may buy us enough time until we are able to reach herd immunity through wide-scale vaccination.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, LST.org.